Another day, another stream of prospective members of the Trump administration going in and out of Trump Tower in New York City. In a few moments, we'll speak to Kellyanne Conway, a senior advisor for the transition. First, here's NPR's Tamara Keith on the parade of job candidates.
In September, while speaking at the Economic Club of New York, Donald Trump was asked his criteria for choosing senior members of his administration.
Great competence, love of what they're doing, how they're getting along with people, references.
Now, with echoes of his wildly popular show, The Apprentice, Trump's hiring process is playing out, at least partially, on national TV. There's a live video feed of the lobby of Trump Tower. Cameras aimed at the golden elevator doors prospective cabinet members walk in and out of as they go to meetings with the president-elect. Today, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown stopped briefly to talk to reporters. Brown had spoken to Trump about filling the post of Veterans Affairs Secretary.
He's obviously going to take my application or interest under consideration. I'm glad that he called.
Other meetings today included former Texas Governor Rick Perry, Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. Over the weekend, Trump was at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, and met with Mitt Romney, who could be up for Secretary of State.
Thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had, and appreciate the chance to speak with the president-elect.
When he was a candidate, Trump said he would hire the best people. Given Trump's lack of government experience and relative lack of policy specifics on the campaign trail, even more than with past presidents, in a Trump administration, personnel really could be policy, raising the stakes for each ride up the elevators at Trump Tower. Tamara Keith, NPR News.